stress. We may find amounts of ease and power we never dreamed ourselves to own. Sources of strength never taxed at all because we never pushed through the obstruction. William James. Prologue. I was a shy kid with high blood pressure. I grew into a skinny adolescent whom other kids teased and called Pee-wee. I wasn't the fastest kid in my school, or the strongest, or even the smartest. I was common as grass, longing for something I couldn't even name. I was like everyone else, the same. Then I found something. I'm not going to offer gauzy parables about inspiration and belief. I'm not going to promise you that if you want to achieve your dream, all you need is faith. No, I'm going to show you in concrete terms how I transform myself from the inside out and how you can do it too. Whether you're a marathoner or weekend jogger, swimmer or cyclist, young or old, fit or fat, you can do this. I know because I did it. The story of my life is going to sound very familiar. Not in the details, unless you found yourself face down in Death Valley, that is. But in the desire. It's the tale of everyone who has ever felt stuck, of anyone who has dreamed of doing more, of being more. I was stuck like that a few years ago in one of the lowest, hottest spots on the planet. That's where I'll start my story. That's where I'll start your story. Chapter 1. Somebody. Badwater Ultramarathon, 2005. The best way out is always through. Robert Frost. My brain was on fire. My body was burning up. Death Valley had laid me out flat, and now it was cooking me. My crew was telling me to get up, that they knew I could go on, but I could barely hear them. I was too busy puking, then watching the stream of liquid evaporate in the circle of light from my headlamp, almost as fast as it splashed down on the steaming pavement. It was an hour before midnight, 105 incinerating, soul-sucking degrees. This was supposed to be my time. This was the point in a race where I'd made a career of locating hidden reservoirs of sheer will that others didn't possess, discovering powers that propelled me to distances and speeds that others couldn't match. But tonight, roasting on the pavement, all I could summon was the memory of a television commercial I had seen as a child. First, there's an egg in someone's fingers, and a voice says, "This is your brain." Then the owner of the hand cracks the egg. And as it sizzles and crackles onto a hot skillet, the voice says, "And this is your brain on drugs." I saw that image in the scorching nighttime sky. I heard the disembodied voice. But what I thought was, this is my brain on Badwater. I had just run 70 miles through a place where others had died walking, and I had 65 more to go. I reminded myself that this was the point in the race where I was supposed to dust anyone foolish enough to have kept up with me in the first half. In fact, I'd started this race intending to shatter its record. Never mind worry about winning it. And now, I didn't think I could finish. There was only one answer. Get up and run. Whatever the problem in my life, the solution had always been the same. Keep going. My lungs might be screaming for oxygen, my muscles might be crying in agony, but I had always known the answer lay in my mind. Tired tendons had begged for rest in other places. My flesh had demanded relief, but I had been able to keep running because of my mind. But not now. What had gone wrong? Running is what I do. Running is what I love. Running is, to a large extent, who I am. In the sport I have chosen as avocation, career, obsession, and unerring but merciless teacher, running is how I answer any challenge. Technically speaking, I am an ultramarathoner. So I compete in any foot race longer than the marathon distance of 26.2 miles. In point of fact, though, I have fashioned a career from running and winning races of at least 50 miles, most often 100, and every so